When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want and reliability you can count on. So you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome into the Eric St. Joe Podcast, the daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. From right here in the Impact Power Sports studio, you can find Impact Power Sports online at impactpowersportsmi.com. More from them in a second, or in a bit, not a second. I want to get right to what I promised one individual what I would talk about, and that is Kevin Kuypers, who's probably in the chat. Hello to Bloody Molly. She's here. Stevie is here. Hello, Bob, Rebecca, Black Belt Nick, Alan. Kuypers is the first one in on the chat, and that's incredibly important because I got news yesterday from Kevin Kuypers. It was two pictures. Well, a picture and a video that he sent. And I'm going to get right to it. This first one is just a screenshot of a scoreboard at a bowling alley. Now, you can, if you look closely, you can see where it says KK. That's Kevin. And my man rolled another 300. Look at that. All of those strikes. And this is not the first time. He's done this dozens of times. I don't know the exact number. I don't even think Kevin knows the exact number. He's done this so much, Kuypers, that I don't think he's 100% sure at the number of times that he has rolled a 300. See, and he comments right there. He says 13 or 14, I think. So If you've rolled so many 300 games, which is incredibly difficult to do, and you're losing track of the number that you've rolled, that tells me you've got something special. My first question is it possible? I'm sure it's possible, but how often does it happen? We're just someone who doesn't bowl at all. Like if I walked into the bowling alley and rolled a 300 game, does that ever happen? Or just Joe Blow, who goes bowling once every decade, rolls a 300? Because it seems like the hardest thing in the world, one of the hardest things you can possibly do is roll. Kev says that's rare. I have video of the moment that this all went down. Thank you to Kevin for sending this along. This is from when he rolled the final ball to get his 300. Oh, by the way, ear rape. Let me. I don't want to blow your ears out because it's a little loud.
Congratulate Kevin.
And then they made the big announcement. Boy, I'm kind of underwhelmed at the cheers there. That was, I mean, the dude just rolled a 300. And by the way, that one pin there on the end, it kind of didn't want to go. If you look. I cannot believe that that's all the play that you got. You rolled that at a place called Station 300 in Granville, Michigan. I mean, I would expect at a bowling alley, if one of the folks is getting ready to roll a 300, that the usual bowling alley chicks would be there standing around the baskets with the parchment paper and full of nachos and fries, would be ready to flirt with whoever is rolling the 300. Standing around pitchers of beer. You got the claw game in the background. That's the second day in a row referencing a claw game. You got the arcade with the cigarette burns on the Space Invaders buttons. You can play Dragon's Lair. They used to have that at Pampa Lanes on Van Dyke, man. I spent so much money at that place. My God. But, I mean, that was, who was that? Was that your mom and dad? Because you probably, Kuiper's probably had to get a ride there from his mommy and daddy. Becca Shea says we should have a bowling night. Great idea. In fact, I need to reach out to the folks at Kuiper's. You know every place that owns bowling alleys in the area. Who should I reach out to? So you can text me that info or leave it in the chat, and I can reach out to them, and we can get them. We can get them on board with the show, similar to what we do at Pinball Land, and we will kick off the Eric Zane Show podcast bowling night festivities. I don't know if I want to do a full on league. I kind of want to back off my commitments because for this week in particular, two of my normal commitments I did not have to do. There, I did not have to attend class on Monday. And on Tuesday, I did not have to do Who Are These Broadcasts with Christian Blatt because we got it done early on Sunday. So these two things, it haven't been like on my plate for this week, and it's remarkably freeing. I cannot believe the amount of free time that I have. It's you know, it really adds up over time. But congrats to Kuiper's. In fact, I should probably get him on the show here. I don't know if he can pick up at work. So if you could, in the chat, confirm whether or not you can take a phone call while you're doing what you're doing, that would be awesome. Wenger's is a locally owned place. You know, I've done stuff with Wenger's in the past. And I know that Wenger's, they do a lot of sponsorship of drivers at Berlin. Man Bun Chris says the famous Kevin Kuiper's quote, "Time to have another third beer." Red Bull Brain Chris, the old WGRD Bad Bowlers League used to bowl at the same bowling alley. Bowled with Boring Steve, Pedo, somebody known as Pedo Kyle, Jackie Green, Dahmer, and Metalhead Ned over the years. Big Buddha 001 says Tyler at Wenger's is a good dude in the last 20 years. The scores have gotten crazy. 30 years ago, I had a college scholarship for bowling. Averaging 210 to 220 was good. These days, it is the norm. So you know Tyler personally is what you're telling me. okay, reach out to me. We got to come up with a plan of attack to get Wengers on the show. Email me. We'll trade info. I'll make the call. I love Wengers because that's the bowling alley where they have, it's two floors. They have like a bunch of lanes, and then you go upstairs. There's more lanes. You're bowling on top of people. Badger says you got to have a cigarette vending machine at a bowling alley. Oh, my God. Yeah, you like pull the thing. Kuipers can't talk now. He's too busy doing interviews with Bowling Magazine and talking to customers. All right. I'll catch up to you later. I'm excited today. A little bit of background before I get into this. When I was growing up, the celebrities in my mind growing up in Detroit were the people on the radio. And there was a handful of ones that are all retired now for the most part, or some have passed on. You know the name Ken Calvert. I've talked about Ken Calvert many times. I've talked about JJ and the Morning Crew many times. The entire Riff lineup, and there was those heyday years, JJ and the Morning Crew, Calvert, Arthur Penhallow, Steve the Kid Costan, Karen Savalli, not to mention Ann Carlini, Peter Werby. And then at some point during all of that, another rock station signed on, WLLZ. Prior to that, WABX and W4 were prominent. WABX was one of the last freeform radio stations that kind of got phased out as Riff took hold, and W4, 106.7. In fact, Q100 in northern Michigan, my station up north, is kind of crafted after the idea of a freeform radio station like ABX. W4 had Howard Stern, and then they flipped to country, 106.7 W4, and featured on W4 was a young man by the name of Doug Podell. Doug then, after that happened, after 106.7 flip from country, we're talking 1970s, flip from country to, flip from rock to country, Howard then left and went to Washington, D.C., and then later to New York, and the rest is history. But Podell and Howard worked together. Podell then launches WLLZ 98.7. Later on, Stern was syndicating himself. Matt writes, holy shit, more details, please. My heart is still pounding from bowling talk. You shut up. Just shut up and follow along on your scorecard. Doug then gets a call from Howard Stern because Cleveland was putting a rock station on, and they put Howard on. And Stern, by name, called out Doug. He goes, I want you to build this radio station. We're going to kick ass. They did. Doug comes back to Detroit. Why am I bringing this up? Because he is retiring on Friday. And this is, my God, this is huge for me on a personal level. So thank you for indulging me, everybody but Matt. Podell is retiring, and I get a chance to interview him today. Doug is, I think, in his early 70s, and he is calling it a career on Friday. We work for the same company, iHeart. And oddly enough, as the years passed on, iHeart has the WLLZ call letters, and they put WLLZ back on the air on 106.7 in Detroit, which is the frequency that Doug was on with Howard. So he finishes up his career there. And so I reached out to him. And I'm just stoked because at 2:30 today, I get to interview Doug. I reached out to him because we have the same email server with iHeart. And, when I reached out to him, I go, hey, hopefully you remember me. And he goes, well, of course I remember you, which was funny. So in 1998, that was when I got called to the big leagues at Riff. And that was very difficult for me because it just did not work out. But Doug was a absolute ally because he was the program director of Riff at the time. And man, he took care of me as best as he could. And despite being in a horrible scenario, I've covered that many, many times. But I remember in particular one time I walked up to Doug near the end of my six-month tenure there, which was the whole thing was awful. Not because of him, but just the experience was terrible. And he gave me some great advice. And because I got called into that radio station to be part of it way too not ready to be part of that radio station. I did not have the chops to be there, but somehow I got the call, which is not my fault. Took me a long time to get over that. He said to me, he goes, my friend, the advice I have for you is this. You should go to a town like, oh, I don't know, Knoxville, Tennessee. He wanted me to get out of Dodge. And lo and behold, that's where I wound up. Knoxville, Tennessee. And the rest is history. Matt continues to hammer me with, easy, you will never sell your biography if you tell us all these riveting details about old fucks we have never heard of. Well, your impatience is to me flattering. I think it's a fantastic story, and I'm glad I told it. So, you know, like I said at the start of every show, news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. And that absolutely qualifies as a personal adventure. So I don't even want to hear it. I think it's an outstanding story, and I think I should tell it all again. Disagree. If I'm talking, the story's moving. Everybody knows that. I'm smart enough and done this long enough that there is zero chance that anything that I do is boring or slow moving. Whether you know this person or not does not matter. It does not matter. I will tell you this. No matter what I am talking about, if it is important to me, I will make it important to you. Okay? The only ones who won't are if you're being obstinate, headstrong, and just trying to rattle me, which is not possible. There is no way possible that that could possibly happen. Donko is here. He says, I missed the last few minutes. Can you go over your stories again? I know what you're doing there. All right. So great job, Kuipers, and a great job to me, as always. I got a Man Bun Chris sent something along that I found to be hilarious. It's described as Eric Zane logging on to Facebook. So this is kind of perfect for what has been happening. Well, anytime that I get onto Facebook, I get into some type of brawl. As Matt writes, this rant is totally worth the boredom. That was not a rant. A rant would be me losing my temper and screaming at you, but there was none of that. There was none of that. Okay. This is easy logging onto Facebook. Now, it's taken from a guy riding his bike in New York City, and people are cutting in front of him. So imagine me being guy on bike. Here you go.
Oh, I'm sorry. Does it say walking? I guess you don't know how lights work. Oh, I'm sorry. Does it say walk, you? I guess you don't know how lights work. You're a idiot. Ah. Ben! No! No!
Got in my car.
Ah. Yep, that's cross without looking. How about we pay attention when it's not a light? Yep, that's cross without looking. We use our eyes.
This guy sounds like one of our Asian brothers.
Good job blocking the bike lane.
Hey, get out of the way.
Fuck off. Hello, hello.
That was a cop. Hey, nice job blocking. The guy is in the bike lane. The cop is in the bike lane by maybe 3 inches. Nice job blocking the bike lane.
Good job blocking the bike lane.
Hey, get out of the way.
Hey, get out of the way and fuck off.
Fuck off. Hello, hello, hey, hey, you fucking dumb bitch. It's a great place to take a picture. Right in the street. Hey, hey, pay attention. Now you're light. I guess we don't look. Hey, look before you cross your. Can we keep the bike lane clear? Now he puts on the signal. Hello, pay attention. It's a great place to leave your dog. Very smart. It's an excellent place to stand. Let's block the bike lane. That's some great driving. Very good. Yep, let's cross without looking. Going the wrong way and on the phone. Real smart. Yep, let's keep the bike lane clear. Thank you.
Rebecca says, I want to be this guy for a day. Alan has problem with bike guy. Every bike person ever. Megan says he needs an air horn. Bloody Molly says this guy sounds like me when I'm trying to ride my bike. Bob says, I bet he stops at all the red lights. He also, Bob hates cyclists. Megan says, I love this guy. I love that guy, too. That's funny stuff. Trump needs to start strikes on bicycle assholes instead of drug boats, says Matt. Donut Dan writes, I have a very mixed feeling on this. I have been hit by a car while on a bike. But I also think many bike people are dicks. I was at a light with Pooh Bear, and some guy pulled up and started screaming at us. We were minding our own business. He did not like that we were using the lane. That resulted in a fight, in which I spit in the guy's car because his window was open. He had pulled over to scream at me. We were going face to face. And then I spit in his car. Unfortunately, I had a GRD bike jersey on. That came back to haunt me. I've told this story before about when Skolten showed up. Skolten is one of the sheriff's deputies. He goes, what the fuck are you doing? I go, what? Actually, prior to that, he pulled up. He didn't know it was me. So I'm cruising along at, you know, whatever, 15 miles an hour. He's next to me, rolls down his window. He looks at me, goes, pull over. I pull over. The guy is still there, too. The guy was still driving, waiting for the cop to show up because he called 911. Dude makes his complaint to the cop. Cop, he goes, Zane? I go, yeah. Let me go. He goes, shut up. What are you doing? I go, I'm riding my bike. He goes, all right, pretend that I'm yelling at you. And then the guy drove away, and then that was it. Problem. Guy called WGRD and said, someone representing your radio station, don't know if it was any old Joe, no offense, pardon the pun, or someone who works there, was wearing your jersey and spit into my vehicle. It was a horrible altercation. Brass does some digging They found out it's me. I was going to get fired for that. I was one of the, about the millionth time that I almost got fired. And the only reason why I did not get fired was because of Novak. The agent to the stars who took care of me and was able to convince the brass that it was a stalker. It wasn't a stalker. That's what you do. Whenever you get in trouble, just say it was a stalker. You know, fast forward, I actually did have issues with people coming to my house in stalker fashion. But in this particular case, it wasn't a stalker. But that's all we have to do is say, yeah, it was a stalker. Badger says, how many jerseys were there? I don't know how they figured it out. But the next thing I know, HR says, hey, can we talk to you? Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want and reliability you can count on. So you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances. So much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
Donut Dan says, see, that's where you take a street argument the wrong way, trying to screw with someone's job because you lost a public argument. Well, yeah, but don't forget, the guy didn't know that it was me. He just knew that someone wearing a GRD bike jersey had spit in his car. Okay? So he didn't know that he was on the verge of getting me fired. He would have been happy. He was like, jackpot. Never saw the guy again. Alan says, spits in car, no problem. Makes fun of pants, no go. So looking back now, Matt says, I think segment 18 is right. Easy was the problem. So true. You're on fire. So now, Matt, that I've given you, you know, the overview on one of my radio idols, Doug Podell, retiring, and me interviewing him later on today, when I post that, you're going to be like, well, I got to watch it now. Holy shit. Alan says, already read that one. All right. Dan said, just like a bar fight, the loser always tries to call the police and say they were assaulted. Well, he was assaulted. This guy was, in fact, assaulted to the letter of the law. Me spitting in his car, I think, is assault. Megan says, why did you spit in his car? I was angry. We were motherfucking each other. I was in the right initially because all I was doing was riding my bike with my wife, and he tried to intimidate. So I guess we were both wrong. But if his words, it's his words of saying shit to me and me spitting in his vehicle, I think I'm more wrong than he is. Did you spit on him or inside the car? Dan says two different things. I spit in the car. I did not spit on him. I spit in his vehicle. Matt says he spit because his yogurt cannon doesn't work. All right, you're jumping the shark. You're jumping the shark. I gave you tons of props, but you're out. You're in the deep end now. Okay. I don't think you've got the right stuff to maintain. Dan says that is not assault or vandalism. It isn't? Well, maybe I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Oh, that's a given. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Badger says you should have said, don't you know who I am? Cole says bike riders are never in the right. Catastrophe yesterday. This is who I feel for today. The people that work at a place like Discount Tire or any of wherever you live, you got a place like this. Doesn't have to be Discount Tire. That's a business chain, whatever. And for years, I've dealt with these folks. And so I got to put the Snowies on Pooh Bear's car. We get there, and everybody there has a look on their face like they're going to die. And so there's two lines, appointment line and walk-in line. I did walk-in this time. And it's they close at 6. It's probably 4:40 p.m. And if they get you in the door, they got to get it done. They will have your car done that day. But I'm like, now the parking lot's jam-packed. There's a ton of people in the lobby. And it turns out that right when I was going to get to, set it up, the guy who runs the show, he leans in to the guy who's helping me and says, hey, buddy, no more cars. As we are going right now, we will be here until midnight. And the guy looks at me. He goes, yeah. Your car won't actually be done till actually Wednesday morning to get the Snowies on. And I go, no problem, buddy. I'm out of here. He goes, we can't take you. He just made the decision. Bob says that's why you need a second set of cheapo wheels. I got them. My Snowies are on wheels, but there's an issue. You see, this is Diana's vehicle, and there's a little bit more to it than just take off, put on. There's a couple other steps that I wouldn't trust myself in doing it. So, no, it's not as simple as just jack it up and put the Snowies on. Even though I do have the second set of rims for the winter. So they're screwed over there. The days are running together. Mooney says, watch a YouTube video. I'll tell you this. I have a box of winter lugs because for the summer wheels, for whatever reason, there's different lugs. And in addition to the lugs, there's all sorts of hardware in there that I don't even know what it does. So no. This is a professional job. Megan asks, how were they just then closing the line? They were just closing the line. Poor planning. No. There were very few people in line. Like, there was a couple behind me. But they would be like, hey, you got to come back. But there's no way around that. The only way that this would have made sense to get them out of there at a reasonable time is if they started, like, closing the line at, like, I don't know, noon. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, what extra hardware? I don't know, man. I opened up the box and there's lugs and shit that I don't know. No clue. I couldn't tell you that. And this is free. They don't charge me to do this because I bought everything there. So they just throw it on. If I did that, yeah, that would take me like two whole days to get that done. And then there's a fairly decent chance that the wheels would fall off. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Snow tires are the way to go if you want to get great traction in the winter. Badger says, come on, EZ. Bob says, 30-minute job. Dave said, that is so easy, a kid could do it. All right, now you're making me feel bad. And I don't, you know. All I'll say is that, I mean, now I'm, here I am, once again, being as excellent as I always am. And I've got various insults accusing me of being horrible at broadcasting by Matt, along with having to put up with his dumb jokes. And now I have various people saying that I'm an embarrassment to humanity because I'm not going to put on my snow tires. Man Bun Chris says, discount tire guy needs to feed his family. Bob says, get the box and show us what's in the box. I will. I will do that on the Patreon. I'm not going to get up and go downstairs and get the box. But I will prove to you what I'm talking about. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, Nick the electrician would be so disappointed. Rudder Girl Amy at the call center says, can't Nick do it with Amazon tires and parts for $30? Badger says, my kid has videos on YouTube changing tires when he was 12. Black Belt Nick says, I'm the same way with my wife's car. That would be Marty. I don't want something happening to her and my kids because I did something stupid. Thank you, Nick. Nick says, snow tires are a gimmick. Man Bun Chris adds that Nick got the Temu version for $4.99 and it works fine. Megan agrees with Nick, says it's a gimmick. Well, all I know is this. When I'm driving with the All Seasons, my car slides and is hard to stop. And when I have the snow tires on, it does not slide and it is not hard to stop. Now, if you can talk your way, convince me otherwise with your words, I would be shocked. But I don't think that is true at all. I think you're full of caca. Megan says, easy kudos for not fucking up your shit. We take care of so many quote-unquote easy things people end up paying extra money for after they screw it up. Yes. In the box, Mooney said, is it a tire iron? Is that the... No, I know what a tire iron is. I can change a tire. Alan says, my vehicle does not stop better with snow tires, that it is all in my head. I don't think that that's true. Before I take a break, I want to say hello to some of the sponsors that help make this show happen on a daily basis. Impact Power Sports, get a Yamaha golf cart at Impact Power Sports. Find them online at impactpowersportsmi.com. If you're not interested in a golf cart, how about an ATV? How about a side-by-side, a motorcycle, go-kart, scooter? They have it all at Impact Power Sports in Rockford, Michigan. You can find them online at impactpowersportsmi.com. They sponsor me and this studio. The aforementioned Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. I don't know if I mentioned them yet today, but anyway. They bring you the Facebook feed, the Twitch feed, and they are stalwarts in top-notch auto repairs in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Any make, any model, any hybrid, any EV, they can help you. Free loaner cars, website ervines.com. That's ervines.com. And you can reach out to them at 616-532-6600. One thing they won't work on at Irvine's are a vehicle with a Duramax diesel engine or an Allison transmission. That is a special piece of equipment that can only be worked on by Merchant Automotive in Zeeland, Michigan. You can get more information on them at Merchant-Automotive. So you're driving around in your rig, got a Duramax engine, got an Allison transmission or both, and you've got a problem, or maybe you want to upgrade, maybe some aftermarket, whatever it is you do to improve the performance of those said pieces of equipment, reach out to Merchant Automotive. Expanding, as I understand it, merchant-automotive.com. There they are, the Duramax and Allison specialists in West Michigan. If you're a DIY pro like I am not and you'd like to do something to your vehicle, they have literally hundreds of kits that they manufacture there themselves and they send out to people all around the world. Don't believe me? Go to their website, merchant-automotive.com, and see some of the kits that they have for sale at Merchant. Moody says, why are you wearing a Penn State hoodie? A couple of reasons. One, it's in the closet. Two, it's warm. Three, Sarah Rukruk Roosh gave it to me. People think that I am a huge Penn State fan. I wore this over at King's Room Barbershop not long ago. And I was, man, what do you think about the Nittany Lions this year? And I'm like, I don't want to tell them what I just told you. So I'm like, yes, Nittany Lions, they're doing great. He's like, yeah, I couldn't believe that play made by so-and-so, so-and-so. I was like, yeah, he's had a hell of a year. That a hell of a year. Numerous comments as soon as I brought this little story up and the fact that I'm wearing Penn State gear, numerous people are suggesting that I love Jerry Sandusky. Again, horrible comments, low-hanging fruit, garbage jokes. My God. All right. Don't go anywhere. I will be back. Actually, before I do this, I want to say thank you to the folks that are watching on Instagram, Facebook, Kick, and YouTube. But I'm going to send you on your way. And if you want the rest of this show, it is available at twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Go there, follow the page. You'll know when I go live. Give yourself a name and you can contribute to the chat and make friends with everyone on Twitch. I'm trying to convince people that see me on those other platforms to make Twitch the go-to because it's not interrupted at all And that is where my bread is buttered. So go to twitch.tv/EricZaneLive. It's also worth mentioning that if you want to reach out to me on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, you can do that. ShorelinerStriping.com. That's who sponsor it. And you can find me there at Eric@EricZaneShow.com if you have want to leave me an email on the Shoreliner Striping inbox. Patreon, about 20 hours of material every single week that I put up there. I had somebody reach out trying to stir up trouble saying, do you have any original material other than who are these free beers? And it was somebody trying to pick a fight. And I go, well, first of all, that is original material. And they're probably thinking, no, it's not. Well, look, I don't play the show and just, you can just listen to the same damn show that they put out. No, I'm critiquing their work. And it's, from what I'm told, very fun and enjoyable to listen to. And mind-blowing in some cases. So that is about 1 hour of the 20 hours a week that I put out on Patreon. And I want you to try it out for free. I have a 7-day free trial, and you can do what I'm suggesting. Go to patreon.com/EricZane. That's patreon.com/EricZane. It's 100% separate from Twitch. It's a different platform. I do two shows a day. I do this one, which is available on Twitch, and the audio is available wherever you download shows and on Patreon as well. We are not having a big fraud week this week because of time constraints, but next week we will be back with that. So there you go. That's the important stuff I wanted you to know about. I'll be back, but first let me kick you folks out. Thank you to them. And it is now time for your pal. Easy to take a break. Chris says, quote, people say it's probably the best there is, suggesting that that's a Trump quote. Yes. Megan says, make friends with us unless you're not funny. We have a high degree of funny people here in the chat. They're all very comfortable with making jokes. You're free to do that. I will be back. Don't go anywhere. Excuse me. All right. While I was away, going over the comments, Patrick is here. Alan, first of all, Alan says, come join us on Twitch unless you're a bitch. Patrick says, or if you live in the Ramblewood Apartments because you can't afford the $5 a month. To pay for the great food giveaway coming up, the total cost for 225 Christmas meals, which include a ham, potatoes, corn, gravy, rolls, and a pie, it's going to cost $5,577.25. It might fall a little bit, but for right now, that is the cost. It depends on a couple of things with Meijer, but generally, that is what the goal is, to fund all of that. We had a couple more come in. John M., that would be... the Psycho Magician out of Nashville, Tennessee. Appreciate you. And Robert D. has made a second donation. Appreciate you very much. Unofficially, we have $3,610.27 collected, which means... we need $1,967.48, and we have 20 days to do it. All right. Passing the virtual hat on the live stream. thank you so much to you who have thrown some money in our virtual hat. We appreciate that very much. If not, I totally understand. I get it. But if you even have a few bucks to spare, that would be outstanding. You can do it at Eric-Zeitunian. That's Zeitunian. Cash App, $ Eric Zeitunian. PayPal, search Eric Zane Show LLC. It's in the chat. It will be in the show notes of this podcast. Thank you very much. I am more than confident that we will be able to get everything done and taken care of to make the holidays brighter for folks as they line up outside of Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid on December 23. I'm looking at a large number of volunteers, and I want more, okay? More, because it's a get-together. This is a social event, ladies and gentlemen. Outside, in front of Irvine's, a lot of you will just be standing around because we have the help. First off, Mike Ball, who is boots on the ground, as well as Megan and Amy and Sarah Rukruk-Roosh and Stevie. All right. Now, Ball enlists help from his famous son, Smithers. So Ball and Smithers bring the food, and then they box it all with the help from the folks that I named and whoever else gets there at 1 p.m. I usually roll in a little after 1 because I'm not doing that shit. And people love to help out. So we'll be there all bundled up, ready to go. Hopefully it's snowing. There was one particular moment a couple of years ago when at the corner, when we still had to like wave people down the street with a sign that said free food, we don't need to do that anymore because the word has gotten out about the great food giveaway. But it started to snow heavily, so the gruesome twosome, Maureen and Linda, went back to their communities, and they had a long drive. They wanted to get on the road before the snow really got bad. And I loosed a snowball. And as Linda was rolling down the window to say goodbye, it flew right into the vehicle. I think Maureen might have been driving, actually. And it just smashed Linda. It was an outstanding throw, and I'm very proud of that. That's why I'm hoping we do that, because there's a chance that blind Saul may be there. And if Saul's there, I want to hit him with a snowball. Maureen is here. She says that was hilarious. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want and reliability you can count on. So you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.